I just really felt a need to get up here and, you know, I recently went through some things myself, and I was in an environment where you can basically learn what to say in any situation. You can learn to do everything on the outside in any situation. Anybody looking looks like you did the right thing, you know, from the outside. And I would say the last few months I was up there, the Lord was putting me in situations, and I had learned, you know, from the Lord what to do, how to react in a godly manner and a Christian manner. But my concern was, is it doing for me on the inside what it needs to do? And you can, you know, you can learn how to be a Christian. You can be taught how to do it. And it was a concern. Is it doing in me on the inside what God wants it to do? And that was my prayer. And the Lord helped me realize some things, that sometimes it takes a little time for Him to work these things. You do all the right things, you talk, but sometimes it takes a little time. And I shared with the brothers my struggle, you know, and you do all the right things, but my concern was, is it doing in here what it needs to do? Is it making that change that Brother Phil said? Is it strengthening that spirit? That scripture that Brother Phil quoted, we are for the willing to do of His good purpose. If you read that scripture in what I call the Holy Bible for Dummies, which stood out to me, it says it is the Holy Spirit, God is the Holy Spirit, that works in us to cause us to be obedient and do what He wants us to do. And that just stood out to me. God is going to strengthen this spirit that is in us in a way that we can be obedient in these things in a changing way. So you could be taught how to do all the right things in a situation, but God's working on the inside. On the inside. He's changing us all the time. So you can actually, from the outside, do, say, and say all the right things. But is it really doing in here what it needs to do? And that's what the Lord was dealing with me about. And it was the concern I had near the end up there. Is because the environment I was in, it was a training environment. It was about Jesus Christ. They taught us about Jesus Christ. Like I said, what would Jesus Christ do was really, I would say, a theme there. And not that down that that's wrong. You need to know things. You need to be taught things. But and you learn to do these things. But there's a reason why we do these things. There's a reason why God puts us in these situations. Because He wants to do something in here. And it's so true what Brother Saul said. The root cause to all the problems is we got a sin problem. God wants to take care of the sin problem. That's what's wrong out there with all this. It's a sin. That's the problem. It's a sin problem. But God is working on the inside of me. And this just hammered my nail this morning. You know, I'm telling you, there were so many things that Brother Phil said that I'm going to have to listen to this again, because I was back there and I'd say, wow, I know that's for me, you know. And I get caught up there and Phil doesn't talk for another 10 minutes. I said, what did he say? You know, it gets personal, doesn't it? And when we come in here, we have that relationship with Jesus Christ. He has something for each one of us, doesn't he? He has something for me. He knows the need in my heart, and he's going to meet the need in my heart. And he's going to have something in every service. There's always something there. I go, wow, I know who the Lord's talking to right there. I think, no. I tell you what, this is real good for me. But God is always working on the inside of me. On the inside. He wants to change the inside of me. Once he gets the inside is going to help the outside. Trust God.
Praise God. I appreciate his encouragement this morning to us. It's very, very timely. You know, Lord lets these things come our way. We talked about this a little bit in our guys' Bible study last night, and even some of all the unusual circumstances of this year, but really all the time, all the things, you know, that he allows to come our way that provoke these things. That's important to remember. They're not by accident. They're not just happenstance. It didn't just happen to turn out that way. There's a God who knows exactly what was in our path and who's in our path and why. And he lets those things come to the surface, not to discourage, but to confront and to deal with them. And that's what he's doing, is he wants to encourage us that all these things that come across our way, it's not just to make us feel bad or guilty or to hopeless or anything else. It's to deal with it and confront it. And he's got to bring it out before that can be dealt with. You know, but I think about what the word says about not being like somebody who sees their reflection in a mirror and then you immediately go and forget about everything you saw. If you look in the mirror and you realize you need to brush your hair or wash your face or straighten your tie or whatever, then that's what we need to do. But it's not to condemn. It's to just deal with the issue. And he is merciful. He is there to help us and to deal with it. He is reaching out. I thought about, he even reached out to Cain. I mean, we know what was in Cain's heart, but look at how he reacted to him when he brought the wrong sacrifice. What was his response? It was to say, hey, why are you so angry about this? If you do what's right, won't you be accepted? There was a heart willing to teach, to receive, to move on. And he told him, he said, if you'll do what's well, you'll be what's right, you'll be accepted. But if not, sin lies at the door. And I believe that's what he wants to say to us this morning, is these things I'm dealing with in your life, they're not barriers to me, but don't deny, don't deflect, don't ignore. Let's bring these things to him and say, God, you make me what you want me to be. Because I believe he does have a purpose for us, for his light to shine through us. So I'm just thankful. This has been good this morning. I appreciate this, that it is all in him this morning.